Good morning. High pressure moved into the area overnight, and interior New York and New England is experiencing a cool start to the day with the clear sky, temperatures back into the 40s and lower 50s, even some 30s across the higher terrain this morning. A nice rebound through the early morning period with readings bouncing up into the 60s, and just about everyone will top out in the lower to mid 70s this afternoon with a comfortable breeze and low humidity. That high will bring us another clear, chilly night tonight with lows averaging in the upper 40s to around 50, but again, the higher terrain will be even cooler. As the high drifts off the eastern seaboard tomorrow, we'll continue to see plenty of sunshine, but a nice warming trend still with low humidity. Temperatures will be back into the lower 80s. And a big dome of high pressure to our south will produce even warmer temperatures on Friday. For the last day of August, it'll feel more midsummer-like with highs reaching up into the upper 80s to around 90. A front will pass through late Friday and Friday night, and on Saturday we'll knock off about 4 or 5 degrees from the high, but still very nice in the lower to mid 80s with a mix of sun and clouds, and lower 80s as another area of high pressure holds on for Sunday and Monday for Labor Day, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds. The next front may mix with what's left of Isaac and produce some rain showers here next Tuesday with highs holding in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Isaac, located about 60 miles south-southwest of New Orleans. Isaac is moving toward the west-northwest near 8 miles per hour, and a general northwestward motion at a slower forward speed is expected today and tonight. This will be followed by a turn toward the north-northwest by tomorrow night and early Friday. On the forecast track, the center of Isaac will move over Louisiana today and tomorrow and over southern Arkansas on Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Isaac is a Category 1 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, and weakening is forecast as it moves over land during the next 48 hours. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds outward up to 175 miles. A sustained wind of 45 miles per hour with a gust to 70 miles per hour was reported within the past 2 hours at Lakefront Airport in New Orleans. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. The water could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground in southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. Isaac is expected to produce total rainfall amounts of 7 to 14 inches with possible isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches in southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and southern Alabama. These rains could result in significant lowland flooding. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norfolk, Virginia at 3:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Northolt, United Kingdom, at 9:38 a.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut territory in Canada, mostly clear skies and 34 degrees. In Albany, it's sunny and 56 degrees, the dew point 51, 84% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 73, that's 5 degrees above normal. 72 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.60 inches, which is 58 hundredths below normal. And 22.96 for the year, which is 2.91 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 95 set in 1953, and the record low 34 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m., sunset this evening 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today with low humidity and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 40s, upper 30s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and mild today with low humidity and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with low humidity, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, mild today, low humidity, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine. Warmer, though. Still low humidity, lower 80s. Hot with increasing humidity Friday in the upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Partly sunny Saturday, lower to mid-80s. Lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday. And the chance of showers coming back into the picture on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.